السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قدرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and offer with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen, and may we uphold at all times the azmat of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the integrity of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, and Allah Ta'ala generate love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba-i-Kiram in our hearts forever and ever. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on a Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful supplications and du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Junaid Khan, Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa is the 17th of Zulhijjah, 1446. And we know that in most cities and countries and continents of the world, today is already the 18th of Zulhijjah, 1446. Nevertheless, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter number 48 and verse number 25. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is explaining to us how when Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with the 1,500 Sahaba, beloved students and companions. Some ahadith tell us 1,400, some 1,500, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, so in between they were. And remember that at that time they came to Hudaybiyah, nowadays the Saudi regime changed the name to Shumaysiyah. And then we find that they did not allow him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the beloved companions and students to perform the Umrah. They said, you must come in the next year, and this is according to the peace treaty, and that is what really happened. But Almighty Allah is highlighting the crimes of the enemy. So from here we learn, when the enemies commit crimes, we must highlight it, we must name them, shame them, and nail them. Hence Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, chapter 48, Suratul Fath, victory, and verse 25. هُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those are the people who are the non-Muslims. Who? These are their qualities. وَسْوَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. They prevented you from the Haram Sharif, Masjid al-Haram. The greatest masjid in Islam and mosque in Islam is the sacred holy mosque in Mecca, where the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, which the non-Muslims call the square cube. So remember, that is the holiest and most sacred place. And then comes Madina Munawwara, Masjidun Nabawi, where the Master alayhi salatu salam's court Mubarak is. And then we find Masjidul Aqsa, the third most important place for us as Muslims. Then come Masjid Quba, and that is the masjid, and then all the other masajid in the world are equal. So we need to understand that. So today, if any government, any organization, any person prevents people from going to the masjid and the mosque for whatever reason, whether it be some fairy tale, scamdemic, plandemic, and virus and so forth, then remember and go to court to tell people, and the court must close the masjid. They say they are the friends of the court, but the enemies of Almighty Allah, the enemies of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah You need to understand what a major crime it is. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in chapter number 2, verse number 114, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ. And who can be a bigger zalim, oppressor, tyrant, dictator? So meaning these people who closed the masajid in all parts of the world, South Africa, wherever South Africa was the worst, they went to court to close the masajid, Allah forbid. For Muslims, I'm speaking about unprecedented in human history. Mimman mana'a masajid Allah. The plural is mentioned. So whosoever prevents the true Muslims from going to the masjid, the mosque of Almighty Allah, because the masjid belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah. One family, one person build a masjid, 1 million, 5 million, 100 million. Whatever it is, the ownership is only for Almighty Allah. That is the meaning of waqf and endowment. A yuzkara fi hasmuhu, that Allah Ta'ala's name is taken there. You prevented the people, the trustee, the imam, the sheikhs, the maulanas, whoever. Wasa'a fi kharabiha, and you were striving to cause harm to it. Harm to it can mean that you bring the bulldozer and you demolish it, as the government in India is doing, as the Saudi regime, they feel like doing. They say, no, we're building a road here, we're building a mall here, just demolish the masjid. These are haramis, murtads who do that. Ulaika ma kana lahum ayyadkhuluha. Another meaning of harabiha, that you close the masjid and you put a lock on it, nobody can enter. So that also is haram. You're preventing the people. So from reading Salat there and so forth, Jumma Salat they can't read, they can't make Aitikaf there in Ramadan and so forth, so on. أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَيَّدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. Those are the people that they will never be able to enter there with fear. They will tell you if you make Sajda there, you will get a virus. They will tell you if you miss a Jumma, so what's wrong? It's just one Jumma. So what's the big thing? What's the big thing in that? All these statements, Kain and Mankan, whoever makes it, a pakka murtad out of the fold of Islam. Whoever it is, to read Salat behind them, not permissible. Lahum fit dunya khizyu. For them in this worldly life is humiliation, disgrace. And you can see it today. Walahum fil akhirati adabun azim. And if they don't make public tawbah and repentance, then in the year after, remember, they will be a serious and a terrible, horrible said punishment for them. Allah mahfazna amin. One character even said that Jumma is mansukh and cancelled and abrogated. 100% kufr that is. Chapter 2, verse 114. So we need to be clear on these things here. What the, and then for Masjidul Haram, the greatest masjid, so then the sin will increase, obviously. So that's why Allah is highlighting it here. هُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. These are the pakka kufar, non-Muslims. وَصَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And they prevented you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Muslims, remember, Sahaba, the greatest people to walk on this earth. After all the messengers and prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, Masjid al-Haram. We Muslims today, especially, you know, South Africa, India, Pak, Britain, and so forth, we're very naive and simple, Simon. When our people hear the name Haram, if I tell you, give your son's name Haram, our people will say, hey, what are you talking? You're making my son a Haram son or what? An illegitimate child, a bee or what? His Sahaba's name, Haram radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. When the arrow went inside his chest and came out through his back, and the blood was oozing and gushing out, he then raised his hands, how we raise our hands in dua supplication, and then he smeared that blood on his face and said, Fuztu Rabbil Kaaba, his last words, and then he goes into the mercy of Almighty Allah. Oh Allah, I am successful, I take qasam of you, you are the Rabb, the sole owner, possessor of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So that is Sahabi's name. That we're not interested in these things. So Masjidul Haram, so every time you see haram, don't mean unlawful, something prohibited. One meaning of haram means to be honorable, respected, sacred, holy. So various meanings, that is the beauty, glory of the Arabic language. Now when the Sahaba came, then they brought some animals with them, some camels or sheep or what have you, you must remember. so that they will slaughter it there in the Haram Sharif, because you know after 6 years they coming there. In Umrah you don't have to sacrifice animals, but this was shukran lillahi ta'ala. Ya Allah, you brought us here now to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So anil majidil harami wal hadya ma'akufa. And then another crime they committed, this mushrikeen at that time, the non-Muslims, Abu Sufyan, Khalid bin Walid, whoever it was, they were not Muslims, but Allah gave them hidayat. They became the beacons of light, they became the greatest ambassadors of Islam, and they gave their life for Islam, remember that. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. If they are sincere, Allah will give them the true guidance and bless them with Iman and Islam. So Hadiya, you just returned from Hajj. So our terminology, the Indo-Pak and South African terminology, you perform Hajj, Tamattu, you say Damme Shukr. So Damme Shukr, Dam means the blood, and Shukr, you're thanking Almighty Allah, but that is not the Quranic term and so forth. The Quranic term is Hadji. فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. So you must slaughter an animal there in Mina, Makkah. When you perform Qiran Hajj, Tamattu Hajj, in Ifrad is mustahab and better desirable, but not compulsory or mandatory. So wal-hadya, so you are guiding that animal towards Makkah Mukarramah, the Haram area. Ma'akufan, ay mahbusa. So even the animals could not go through. To where? أَيَّبْلُغَ مُحِلَّا, to reach its station. So where is its station? Its station is the Haram Sharif. It must be slaughtered, sacrificed there in Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah. So normally we tell people in this day and this age, Mina or Makkah, because there the facilities are there. So that is now, the people could not go through. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not go. Sahaba could not go. The animals could not go. So multiple crimes. So what did the Sahaba do? Now this is a different chapter. This is called Ihsar. Ihsar means that now you don't cut your hair. وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ الْهَدْيُ مَحِلَّا. So remember that first you have to sacrifice the animal, and thereafter you cut your hair and shave your hair and so forth. The Hanafis say that you have to slaughter, sacrifice the animal when there's ihsar, and you're a muhsar, and you can't go ahead, suddenly you're in ihram and a war breaks out. So in cases like that, remember that wherever you are, you sacrifice the animal. That is the verdict of majority scholars, the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, Malikis, and so forth. And the Hanafis say, no, it must be slaughtered in the Haram. So obviously it is not easy, you know. But be that as it may. So now, that was the academic discussion. So why did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala prevent any warfare, combat, fighting to take place physically? So Almighty Allah mentions one of the many wisdoms. وَلَوْلَا رِجَالٌ مُؤْمِنُونَ وَنِسَاءٌ مُؤْمِنَاتٌ. Had it not been for the believing men and the believing women, where? You are outside the Haram, right? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba. And they, these believing men and believing women, are where? They are inside Makkah, inside the Haram area. So had it not been for them, لَمْ تَعْلَمُهُمْ, you don't know them. 6 years you were not in Makkah. So many of them embrace Islam. Many of them are there. Their wives gave birth and so forth. So they're Muslim. But you know some of them. You don't know all of them. أَنْتَطَعُوهُمْ, if you had to attack them, or Muslims, then you would have trampled your own brethren, your own brothers and sisters in faith in Islam. Then what should happen if you had war with them? Then the, what they call nowadays, you know, these kuffar, Americans and Jutlas and Jews and the Zionists and this media, they have wonderful terms to protect themselves, collateral damage they call. They will murder 500,000 children and babies there in Iraq and call it collateral damage. They are the biggest terrorists on earth, Haramis. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So fatusibakum. فَتُصِيبَكُمْ, then the calamity will reach you. So you must remember that you will be considered now guilty of killing Muslim, although you don't know minhum. So you will be now guilty of killing them, the Muslims who are in Makkah. Many homes from them, the people who are residing in Makkah, and you don't know who's Muslim and not Muslim. Ma'arratum bighayri ilm. So this should be a crime, a mashaqqatun. This should be a dhambun, a sin which will bring shame to you. Bighayri ilm, without knowledge. So therefore, Allah did not want and Allah decreed that there must be no combat and fighting, because innocent Muslim lives will be lost and so forth. So that must always be the criteria. How can we save our Muslim lives? Remember that. The true Muslims. These are true Muslim Sahaba, male and female. لِيُدْخِلَ اللَّهُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So that He, Almighty Allah, includes in His mercy whosoever He wishes, whosoever He wants. Did you read the dua? Read now with me, O Muslim, O esteemed listener of Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, chapter 7, verse 151. Read. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin wa haliya. Whilst you alone, exclusively, anta, you alone, independently, arhamur rahimin, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So last time, wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Daily reading, teach your wife or children, teach your spouses, parents, grandparents, everybody. So, yes, if the Muslims were living far away from the non-Muslims there in Makkah, and the non-Muslims were living somewhere else, but yet they were all integrated, they were not segregated. So therefore, Allah says, لَوْ تَزَيَّلُوا. So if they, the Muslims, were one side, they were independent and not integrated with the non-Muslims, the kuffar and mushrikeen, لَعَذَّبْنَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ. Then surely we should have punished, remember, the non-Muslims from them, minhum, those with Makkah, عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, a painful punishment. So in life, many a time things happen, we with our puny little brains, we can't understand it. There's always hikmatullah al-baligha, always great, great wisdom in it. So that is what Iman is all about. Iman means we believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We believe in Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our Sharia, our divine code, whether it is logical or supra-logical, and whether we understand it or we don't understand it. And they must be done unconditionally, unreservedly. There must be absolutely no doubt and no skepticism. That is the true Muslim. Chapter 49, verse number 15. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. They must have no doubt. And to preserve and protect and enhance this iman. وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. So in the path of Allah, they strive with their own wealth, not people giving you money, and with your own person. Ulaika hum as-sadiqun. Those are the truthful people. Chapter 49, verse 15. So we need to understand iman ka taqaza kya hai. What does Islam and iman demand from us? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today I'm very happy. The jutlas are catching it. Well done, Iran. Both are haramis for us. Remember, Iran also harami, kapakka, kafir, shias. But we must still support Iran. Remember, that is 30-25% Sunni Muslims there in Iran. I've been there 2013. And remember, today is the 17th Zulhijjah, 18th Zulhijjah, 1446, day number 617 of Israel's war. So listen to this now. Hey, you jutlas and jutlis and haramis and Zionists and supporters of them. 44 jutlas wounded. And remember, one woman died, right? Because of the Israeli strike. Well done. The more jutlas die, the better for us. A khuya jut as a dwaya jut. They only 15 million, remember that. So the more go to hell, the better for us. The world will be a better place. All Israeli embassies are closed, remember, throughout the world. And what else did Iran do? Iran shot down 2 jets of theirs. Iran shot down 1 of their drones there in Tabriz. So all this news we will send out to you this morning, inshallah, after Fajr, when we come back, and then we will send it out to you. So the Zionist media won't tell you everything. They'll tell you half a story. Trump trumpeting away, he says what Israel did is excellent, and we will defend Israel and America. But you were the one who made this preemptive strike. So Iran didn't do anything. So he said, no, America, Israel, Germany, and their cronies say Iran can't have a nuclear. So I'm asking you, why can't they have a nuclear? If Israel has a nuclear, so why can't Iran have a nuclear? Just give me an answer for that. And Israel does not have one. It has 300-400 already in its arsenal. So remember, this is the Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, bootlickers, and munafikin and hypocrites. I say it openly, and you can quote me anywhere in the world. Your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, and your Bahrain and Morocco, Jordan, and Jordan, the bootlicker traitor. You must just see on Twitter and all that what names the people are calling him in Arabic, the Khinzir and Ibnul Kalb and what, Ghaddar, Murtad. But you don't know Arabic. It's a tragedy, you know. So you should know these things here. So anyway, so Iran did a good job. And inshallah, Iran, don't stop. You must go full out, remember. And all these guys helping Israel, you must attack them also. So show them. Because you also harami and they also harami. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. Iran attacked Tel Aviv. So now Tel Aviv is in smoke in many places, remember. And you know, Jutlas, the thing they hate the most is to die. You must remember that. It's the biggest coward nation, remember that. Jutlas and Mushrikeen, idol worshippers. So in the United States, you must remember, United Nations rather, there the ambassador of Iran said 78 people were killed. More than 200 were injured, and mostly civilians. Yes, they killed some nuclear scientists, and they killed the Revolutionary Guard chief and so forth as well. The oil prices are rocketing now because of the tension all there. So Israel attacked Isfahan as well. They also, they have a base, you must remember. The Western leaders now are appealing for restraint. But why you don't tell America and Israel they must stop their terrorism? Occupation is terrorism. Whenever you want a ceasefire, 5 times America says, no, we veto. So who's the biggest criminal here? So what you all did, you must remember, in Syria, what you did in Libya, what you did in Afghanistan and Iraq, you have a long history, America, Israel. Israel can attack any country with impunity, that's what they feel. They can attack Syria, they can attack Yemen, they can attack Lebanon, they can attack Iran, they can attack anybody. They attack Iraq in Saddam Hussein's time with the same thing, they said nuclear. So we won't forget all this. We will name them, shame them, and nail them. BB, Netanyahu, the war criminal, says this was one of the greatest attacks Israel launched in their history, and one of the best attacks, you see. Listen to all these haramis. So the leaders of Egypt, we sent it out yesterday, you see. Allah reward my brothers and sisters who covered the haramis' head, and they put him in the uniform there of the Zionists with the Star of David, CC, the Sisi, the Murtad, Khabis, Ul Khabis. So, and the leader of Libya, Haftar and Shaitan. So they're stopping the activists from marching towards Gaza and the borders and so forth. These are Iraq, Israel. Israel is surrounded by the Arab regimes, and majority of them are supporting America and Israel and defending. That is a tragedy. Yemen, yesterday I was in Alberton. So I take long to come out of the masjid, you know, after the Salat and so forth. So one Yemeni brother, he met me. He was elated, you know, stood with the talk we gave and so forth. We it was live and we sent out the podcast. So he told me, I'm here, we were speaking Arabic, and he said, I'm new here, I'm just here a few weeks and so forth. I said, see, these are the people that Bokr is here, Yusuf Sidat, and there's others, the ulama, you must keep contact with them, Maulana Panjbaya and them, and inshallah, you keep contact with the masjid. So you see, Yaman, subhanallah, what's he doing here? He came to study to become a pilot, you see. So they come here, Alberton and all these places. So Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, America, all this helping Israel. Can you believe that? Jordan, Saudi, Qatar, all the Emirates, obviously, are all in the mix, you must remember. Okay, Modi, he visits the Harami, he visits the one survivor. People say he jumped out, you understood. That is what the media reported. But then they reported that, no, this guy say I didn't know what happened, and then somebody pulled me out. So, but anyway, Allah's Qudrat, yuhyi wa yumit, he gives life, he gives death. If you know the whole history, there were students from Ahmedabad. They got caught up in the traffic, and then they missed their flight. They were so upset when after 1 minute that flight finished and exploded, no survivors beside the one. So then they make shukr, you see. Ye to kudrat ka karishma hai. Allah wanted to give them life, so then they missed the plane. You see, it has trumped the Harami, the war criminal also, now we must call him, because they put veto there, United Nations, and then they tell Israel, you attack, no problem, we will cover your back. So what are they? They are accomplice in the crime. So he then said, no funding for Voice of America. Now the Voice of America, the Persian servers, they calling them back. Come on, things are very hot there in Iran and we don't know Persian. Come and give us some news and interviews. And so the black box has been found of that Air India flight, you see that. And remember, Boeing is in big trouble. Dreamliner, I flew on Dreamliner from where? New Zealand to Fiji, you know, wonderful flight. So it was the second flight New Zealand gave to her. The first flight was a big thing. I was in New Zealand. And then the second flight, I said, no, we must go with this one. Babu Bhai was there. Allah reward him and Muhammad Moses, you see. Our two big contacts in New Zealand. Floods in Texas. Allahumma azibuhum ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma gharriqhum ya Hayyu ya Qiyyum. Ya Allah, you drown these Americans and punish them. Allahumma arsil alayhim rihan sarsara. Ya Allah, you send the hurricanes and the floods and give them the biggest punishment, the Haramis. Today, Saturday in LA, big drama is going to unfold. 4,000 troops today in LA and the protesters are getting ready. You come 4,000, we come 10,000. You see that? Keep the hell out, you understand? As long as Americans are fighting among themselves, so we're very happy. As long as the Jutlas are fighting among themselves, we're very happy. That's what the Quran Kareem taught us regarding these Haramis. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, verse 14. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. The fighting and war among themselves will be very severe. Tahsabuhum jami'an wa qulubuhum shatta. You think they're united, but their hearts are totally disunited and fragmented. Dhalika bi'annahum qawmun la ya'qilun. This Arabic, even you can understand. There are people la ya'qilun. Aqal ni malih. There are no aqal, no brains, no intelligence, you see. Americans and Jutlas and Haramis, what brains they got? Killing babies and killing infants and innocent people. So the South African news now, the Afrikaners, some of them are really struggling there in the US, you see. Hey, Burki, what you thinking of? Dengue for your bright place. You thinking of your barbecue, yeah. It's long weekend, you know. There's no long weekend in America. It's all hell break loose there. There's big problem in LA, Texas, other places. And you stay there. We don't want you back here. You foot sack, finish in class. Just like the Jute class. Accidents, long weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, holiday. So the accident rate has increased already. Why? Too much pooza. You know pooza. They drink too much. You see that? So alcohol, the biggest cause in speeding for all these accidents. Therefore, Islam says that all this alcohol intoxicants, every drop is haram. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who was, who is, who will always be the only and exclusive Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mercy to the entire universe and creation, not only to humanity. He taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma askara kathiruhu faqaleelu haram. Open Mishkat Sharif, the whole chapter on wa'id. Wa'idu shurbil khamar. The warnings of people who indulge in this crime of alcohol, buying, selling, drinking, promoting, advertising, all come in there. Ma askara kathiruhu, what intoxicates in large quantities, faqaleeluhu haram. This honeycomb, and what they call it, I don't even know these names, honey, honey, whatever they call. So remember that you'll find it in Saudi Arabia, the Arab regimes. Most of them, they made it halal. Totally haram. But what you expect from the Salafi scholars for dollars? They are pseudo scholars. So therefore, we must remember in Islam, all haram that is. So South African National Defense Force are back in South Africa from there. You understand, the Congo and so forth. Hopeless decision by you, Cyril. Hopeless decision by you, the South African government, whether it was taken by ANC or anybody else. Hopeless. Our Minister of Defense doesn't know what is a revolver and a magazine and all that properly. She's another hopeless person. So you got incompetent people there. Let us be honest about this. You must remember that. Now, last night, another accident here in front of my house. Whether you are ANC, whether you DA, whether you are, you understand, EFF, whether you Jama'a party, or whether you understand whatever party, you understood. When you going to put breakers here in front of our houses? Every time it rains, every time there's something, big accident. I saw this morning when I woke up, past 3, 4 o'clock, I see out of my window, I see these three vultures there, pedal beater guys are there. And I see that the police are there, and so much drama here. Allah alone knows if somebody died or injured or what, but it's a very big accident. So that is what happened. SAHUK, South African Hajj and Umrah Council, they won the award for 3rd year. The Saudis say they're doing very well consecutively. So anyway, that's their business there. So today, you Muslims, I appeal to you. We will never find prosperity, success in haram things. In Islam, we don't have Father's Day and Youth Day. So the kuffar government and people tell us that tomorrow, Sunday, is Father's Day. Then Monday is Youth Day. You Muslim, did you kiss your father's hand today? Did you kiss your father's forehead in your life? We kissed our father, we kissed our mother, they passed away. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. We kiss our teacher, Omar Falata, the African Nigerian teacher. How many times I kissed him on his forehead? How many times I kissed his hand, Sheikh Sabuni? These are our honorable teachers. Remember that when I told the one South African, that's my teacher, Sheikh Omar Falata in Masjid Nabawi, he said, that darky, that's the word he used. I just cried and walked away. This is our apartheid we have. You can never ever be a savior of the Ummah if you think with that apartheid mentality. Your Gham mentality means nothing in Islam. Remember that. This Gham business is all Hindu business. Got nothing to do with Islam. So our programs today, inshallah, 7 to 9 will be with Mohan Khalid. Then inshallah, 11 to 12 will be the medical program, inshallah. And thereafter, inshallah, it's 10 to 11 or 11 to 12. You must just check it up. 10 to 11 maybe it is. The medical program, I just got mixed up now. And then 1 to 1.30 will be my lecture that I delivered in Alberton yesterday. And then 6 to 8 will be Brother Suleiman Esop on Naat Kirat, inshallah. Mohan, we have 10, 11 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah. Aziz. Tomorrow morning, no program. Ma Salim, Allah reward him and Appa, they need rest. Judith Mutta needs rest. But we will continue, inshallah, tomorrow afternoon, 2 to 4. And that will be with Hafiz Wadi, the Q&A, inshallah. Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, is it allowed in Islam to donate blood to the blood bank?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we were studying there in Pakistan, so they had the greatest ulama there at that time. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away in 76. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah, who passed away in 77. Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmed of Ahsanul Fatawa Rahimahullah, and then Mufti Taqi and Mufti Rafi. All of them passed away besides Mufti Taqi. The rest passed away. So Mufti Taqi is over 80 years old now. So we should remember, was born in 43 or so, if I remember correctly. So the point I'm making here is this, that remember that they used to discuss Masail Hazira, that the contemporary issues. So there they passed the fatwa that for Muslims to donate blood is totally permissible. وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. If you save one life, remember it is like saving the entire human race. But remember, O Muslim, O Muslimah, to sell blood is haram. So we can donate blood there in our Darloom. So Mu'asema sometimes used to tell me, if these blood people come, you must tell them, come, and all the students will encourage them to give blood. So they used to come there sometimes, and we used to tell the students, one time even I said that we give blood and test it out what's going on, you see. So yes, for Muslims to donate blood, the fatwa is permissible. So any ulama say fatwa mufti say is not permissible, that is taqwa and precaution. But fatwa point of view, the verdict will be permissible.
Mufti sahab, can talaq take place through text message, husband messages the wife or her father that I gave talaq, or in such a context? Does talaq take place?
First and foremost, we have to verify that who sent the message. If the husband sent the message, he admits to it and so forth, then the talaq will take place. Whether he sent it to his ex-wife or to his ex-father-in-law, ex-mother-in-law, ex-grandmother-in-law, so then it will take place. He said, yes, he sent it, and he said one talaq or two talaq or three talaq, one divorce, two, three, whatever. So then it's valid. There's no problem with that, meaning no problem. We're not encouraging the divorce. Our aim is to make the home and not to break the home. So when I say no problem, meaning that the validity of the talaq, there's no problem in that, it will be valid. But sometimes I know of incidents like that. Somebody else got hold of your phone and musty. He say, let us just play a prank, you know. And then he writes, he says there, he has given talaq, but he didn't send it. Somebody else sent it without his consent. So then there will be no talaq if his consent was not there. If he told somebody, you send the talaq on my behalf, he made tawkeel, he appointed somebody as his representative, then also the talaq will take place. So we should not play with talaq. It's very serious and sensitive. Therefore, the Quran Sharif speaks of it in this very context of nikah and talaq, marriage and divorce. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا. O you Ummah, don't play with these issues here regarding nikah and marriage and talaq. There are people's lives involved, children's lives are involved, emotions are involved. All these are very, very serious and sensitive issues.
Mufti sahab, dad passes away in an accident. Mom survived, has three daughters. How will the estate be divided?
You see, when you'll ask questions, then you looking at yourself. That's the wrong way. I received that question from about 3-4 different people. What happened is the husband passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So it's not the mom, it's the wife of the deceased. You see how? So when you pose the question, you must pose the question correctly. You must look at the relationship of the survivors to the deceased, not to yourself. So you son, you daughter, you said you was a member of that question, so it is your mother. But it's not a deceased mother, it's a deceased wife. So in a case like that, first will be burial, funeral expenses, then will be the debts of the deceased from the estate, then will be wasiya. Wasiya is to bequeath, whether it's in written form or whether in oral form. And if it was said orally, verbally, remember, and there are witnesses, it must be implemented, provided it's something permissible, not some casino or church or temple or synagogue or something. So then the maximum amount will be 1/3 from the net estate. Now we come to the shares of the heirs. Husband passed away. According to the question, it seems that the husband, the deceased, his parents are late already. They passed away. They predeceased him. So now, according to the question, we have a wife, one wife, and we have three daughters. That's what they told us, right? So the wife will receive 12.5%. And then that three daughters, you will receive 2/3. So that's plus minus 80% gone. You see that? 79-80%, you understand? Then what happens to the residue, the 20-21%? So remember, that will be given to the deceased siblings. So if they are brothers only, it will go to the brothers. If they are sisters only, it will go to the sisters only. If they are brothers and sisters of the deceased, then it will go to all of them, the brothers and sisters, ratio 2-1. So that, and this is compulsory. You can't go and make gold mold there. Say, no, we will deprive these brothers and sisters. All haram, you go straight to hell, you do that. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ Whoever disobeys Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ You go beyond the limits. You deprive the heirs. You increase somebody's share. The daughters and the mother, I'm just giving example, is their mother, but a deceased wife. They say, no man, we just take everything. What all brothers must inherit, sisters must inherit. You go to Jahannam, Quran says. I don't know you, I'm just telling example. يُدْخِلُهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا Allah dispatches them to Jahannam and the hellfire for a very, very long period. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ For them is a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. We need to be very, very careful. I always tell people, and that's what I did when my father and mother passed away, that I'm the Molvi of the house, right? So I just gather the whole family. I say, we all sane, we all mature. So let's try and reach an amicable agreement. You take this, you take this, you take this. Then they ask me, what you taking? I say, I take the Yuqibus Duas. You see that? So Alhamdulillah, and that's how we function and we carry on. So that you're all happy, I'm happy, Allah is happy, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is happy. Somebody has to be a person to guide them. Not you go there to guide them, that you fill your pockets up. That is where the problem comes today. The executive is a half crook, or 1A is half crook. And that's all the problems come about.
Mufti Sahab, I saw people, ladies and men in ihram doing videos on TikTok. I saw ladies laughing loudly and some were throwing kisses to people back home after Arafat. Is this permissible?
Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. If the public does it, we can understand it because the Maulvis are doing it. When Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us the Ummah, Ta'awwadhu billah, seek Allah's protection min al-Masih al-Dajjal. From Dajjal, the big, big deceiver. Masih, his eyes are damaged. One eye is inside, other eye is protruding. On his forehead is written, Kafara, Pakka, Kafir. People with Iman and faith will see it. When I went to Iran, I saw the Shias Kuffar on their faces, Allah's La'nat. When I went 5 times to Palestine, occupied Palestine, I saw the La'nat of Allah on these Jutla Harami and Jutli's faces. You need Iman to see all these things, yeah? So remember, but when the Maulvi is coming on TV, when he is giving programs of Arafat, coming there on TV, coming and posing and all that and so forth, so what signals are we sending? Therefore, when we used to take groups, I tell people, no lectures on Arafat Day. Arafat Day, Allah has changed the Salat time. You must join the Zuhur and Asr. And remember, that is our fatwa for all schools. For Hanafis, we pass the fatwa on the Sahibain, on Imam Abu Hanifa students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad. And if you don't want, you want to read in your time, fine, you can do that, but we're going to combine. So that is the fatwa we stick with anyway. That's not now what we want to speak about. We want to speak about the times were changed so that Al-Hajj Arafah is the day of dua, dua, dua. Now imagine blowing kisses from Arafat, making videos and TikTok and TikTok, and I don't even know how these things work, you know, with some Paul Simons and so forth. So remember, all haram does. Allah invited you, O Hujjaj Baytillah, as your guest, as his guest. And then you go and desecrate the most sacred places. Make sincere tawbah. Cry to Allah even now. Ya Allah, accept our hajj. Ya Allah, all our transgression and our shortcomings. Forgive us, Ya Allah. and you Maulvis, you are my brothers, you are my students. I appeal to you. I got nothing to benefit. I'm telling you for your own good. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. That I'm here to give you advice, but you don't like our advice. That you, if you continue in this road and this path, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are worse than Dajjal. Sahih, authentic hadith on the authority of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu warda in Musnad Ahmad. Who's worse than Dajjal? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-A'imma mudhillin. These imams, they themselves corrupted and they lead others also astray. Allah mahfadna min, Allah protect us. Barakullah wa sallim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.